talk about Michael Kendricks and the performance he had the other night?
Did played well. Happy for him, and happy to see him have that kind of production. He had a nice night, and hopefully it'll continue.
What were some of the things that you wanted to see him improve on in the second year of the scheme?
Well, I think, like just for everybody, I think the familiarity with the scheme should help you progress a little bit. And, the ability to take some of the details of our coaching and be able to apply them into game situations so that it helps them become more productive. And I think him like the other guys, I think we're all taking a step in the right direction. And certainly Mike had a chance to make some nice plays the other night, so I was happy for him.
Now that it's been a few weeks on the preseason, AJ, Gary's transition into linebacker, how's that?
He's done a great job. He was a safety, as you guys know, in college. So you always wonder, when you get closer to the line of scrimmage, sometimes the game happens a little faster. But he's done a nice job simulating himself. He's got a nice mind for football, if that makes sense. Does a great job, has been effective in the pass game. He's got to learn, just like you'd expect for most people that haven't played the linebacker position, the run reads sometimes get, you have to play catch up a little bit on that. But he's really a sharp guy, and I've been happy with him. I think he's going to be a nice addition to our football team.
In June, when we spoke to you last, you spoke very highly of Kendricks then. In these past two games, have you seen him play at a level that was beyond last season?
Well, he's certainly had some more opportunities, I think, to make plays. But, Mike's always been a talented individual. It just seems like it's your night. And last night, or the night before last, I guess, was kind of, he had a kind of a nice game as far as in terms of production. But I've always seen those traits in him. Hopefully, maybe more familiarity with our scheme has allowed him to embrace some of the details of what we're doing a little bit more, and maybe that helps his production a little bit. But again, I think he's taken the next step, like a lot of the guys I hope at my position have taken, where they can play a little bit faster because they're just a little bit more comfortable with what we're doing.
He takes a lot of pride in his blitzing ability. Are there more opportunities to do that now in the second year of the scheme?
Oh, I don't know. You'd have to ask Jim that, because Jim calls the defense. Mike just, again, when we did pressure the other night, Mike seemed to, he had a sack on one, the interception to Darby, between him and Nigel Bradham. They had good pressure on the quarterback, so he couldn't set his feet to maybe throw as accurate as he would like. But Mike does a nice job when we pressure, and I wouldn't just limit him to saying that's all he can do. I think he's much more than that, but that's certainly where his production showed up the other night. So,
Joe Walker, he was on his way to making his team last year. He had the setback. Is he showing you that he's starting to come back from that, or does he still have a ways to go?
Well, I think he's made a nice transition. I don't, everybody's different about how fast they come back from a knee injury like he's had. Some people, it takes more than just a year for them to get it right. But I've been happy with Joe. I think since he's arrived in fall camp to now, I think he's getting a little bit closer to where he was before he got the injury a year ago. So I think he's right on track.
Ken, back to Michael real quick. When you think about nickel linebackers, you think about athleticism. Obviously, he's tremendously athletic. What do you think has been the hurdle as far as him not being considered as good in coverage as being a blitzer, where he's been pretty successful?
People want to know why he's not playing on nickel. And I just come back to the fact that there's only two linebackers in the ball game. Somebody's going to be sitting on the bench that's been a starter in base. I would not limit Mike. Mike has had good production for us this year. A lot of that stuff has to do with a little bit. I know his percentage of play time was down a little bit last year. We face an inordinate amount of 11 personnel, teams that get into three wide receivers. So, you know, a lot of times Jim will match nickel with that, and somebody's got to come off the field. And, you know, I don't think Mike's far off, and I think everybody wants to find out how come Mike's not out there. I think it's a little bit more from the fact that, again, I think they're all three. We could put them in a bag and shake them up, and they'd all come out, and I'd be happy with any two. So that's kind of where we're at right now, and Mike's made great progress. Mike's going to have great value for our football team this year, and I think you guys have seen it in the production that he's had the last couple of games.